Welcome to Forward, a podcast by EasyCare, where we protect what moves you with your host, Corey Smith, and co-host, Eric Howdige. The views and opinions expressed by guests in this podcast may not be those of the host or EasyCare and APCO Holdings Brands.
Welcome to Forward. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Director with EasyCare. Also joined by my favorite person in the whole world, my co-host extraordinaire, Eric Howdige. Eric, how you doing?
Corey, how you doing? I am excited today, and I'm going to add that to the book, favorite person in the world. I love that. That's a new line, right? Today, we have an exciting guest. We are talking different types of level of coaching. Corey, this is exciting for people that are hearing this. Yeah. Our guest today is Gavin Janis. Gavin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Excited for this.
So tell us a little bit about you, Gavin.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Sacramento. I played rugby at Cal. How I actually got to Ciro is I did 6 years of door-to-door pest control sales. Funny enough, Ciro's third customer was actually me. I was managing 60 guys, used the program to coach and train better than ever before. They poached me. I was employee 7 at Ciro, started as a cold caller. Now I'm our director of automotive, and been working with the APCO team to bring AI training and coaching to dealerships and work with all of our dealer customers across the board. Did I miss anything? Does that work for you?
No, that's perfect. Rugby, that's a tough sport, man. Good for you.
Got the hardware and scars to go for it.
Yeah. I bet you do. Well, thank you for being a part of this episode. And we're going to title this Guesswork to Game Tape, AI coaching for dealership sales teams. Gavin, we're so glad you're a part of this. And just so we're 100% transparent, we have EasyCoach, which is powered by Ciro. We launched it earlier in April nationally. We're super excited about it. If you want more information, go to easycare.com/EasyCoach for more details. Gavin, let's jump into the podcast. Most dealership managers want to coach their teams, but they're unusually relying on gut instincts or few dealer jackets. Why has coaching in dealerships historically been so difficult to do consistently?
Yeah, I mean, I've spent a ton of time traveling to dealerships over the past year, getting in store, seeing what the day-to-day looks like. And at the end of the day, it's hard for a GM, a fixed ops director, finance director, GSM to go shadow an entire appointment. You know, a finance transaction could be 40 minutes. A service appointment could be 2-3 parts. You know, it's hard to see the entire interaction. And so what happens because of that today is there's little shadowing on real interactions, and what dealerships and leaders rely on today is what happened. You'll look at the PVR, you'll look at the ROs, you'll look at the total volume of cars sold, and then dictate what people need to work on from there. But the reality is the leading indicator that caused that PVR, the penetration product rate on a specific product, is what's happening in those conversations. And so what we're able to do is record those conversations and then have our AI analyze those conversations to significantly speed up how quickly you can coach on them. And so we'll be able to highlight all the key moments, summarize what happened. And so then a trainer or a GM or a fixed ops director doesn't have to listen to the whole thing. They can just go right to the 3-minute clip where that objection was handled and see what they could have done better and coach through the tool. So that's high level what we do and how we're solving this problem that exists in dealerships today.
I absolutely love that. And I think if we look at leveraging, especially AI, right, into what we're already doing, you're just enhancing yourself. If you think of yourself like an athlete, right? You were an athlete in college. If you didn't work out and practice your plays, how were you in the game, right? It's the same thing. We all think that once we graduate high school or college, all right, studying's over with. I'm just going to go, pick up my lunch pail and go to work and do the best I can and come home. Mm-hmm. But now if you take it up a notch, now you're taking yourself from an average person to being that athlete, that professional, to not only get paid like a professional, but to also perform like one.
No, I mean, I completely agree. And here's why we know it works. You know, one of the first dealer groups to roll out with EZ Coach saw a $200 lift in PVR in all the stores that they tested it with.
Wow.
And so if you just, and that's what, if you look us up on the App Store, it's Ciro Sales Game Film. Sales, whether it's service sales, F&I, it's so similar to sport. And if you can pull up the tape, hear what you actually said to handle that objection, realize that the analytics show you you're forgetting this step in the process every single time in the last month, you can make those adjustments. And what comes with that is pretty ridiculous results.
One of the areas that I'm hearing right now is not only are you able to save time with being able to go to the specifics of the objection handling, but too many times when you're observing or you're hearing, what your memory remembers to be able to train and what actually happens, there can be a little bit of difference. And how you learn how to coach that difference and look at it multiple times can really help the person improve what they're looking to handle. So I love this technology. One of the other areas that I'm looking at as well is that for years, F&I training has relied heavily on one-time classroom or in-store training. How is technology changing the way dealers can develop and coach their teams on an ongoing basis?
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's good to call this out. We do work in service and sales, but our the highest impact department that we've seen success in thus far is the finance department. And so what happens today, the EZ Care team is out in-store doing role plays. They're flying finance managers out to do in-store trainings. And without something like EZ Coach powered by Ciro, those finance managers go back, they start doing their thing, and then we have no idea what's actually happening in those conversations. Did they remember the concept of presenting every product to every customer, or did they resort back to their old ways and present what they're comfortable with? And so that's what's happening. That's one of the many examples. You know, Jeremiah and the team that, you know, created this, and I've seen your manual, it's incredible for how to handle objections. They're training finance managers on that right now. And then that finance manager leaves and they have no idea if they actually do the prescribed objection handling process. And so this is everything that we load in to our program and then our AI analyzes it. And it does two things, Eric. It's one, I want to go see how they handle that objection. Great. Let me click. It'll take me right there. But we go even further than that. We don't just tell you if they're doing what you're supposed to be doing or not. We'll look at that over the last 30 days and be able to tell you that Corey forgets to always acknowledge the customer's concern with something along the lines of that's totally fair in 82% of interactions. So then you know specifically what that individual user struggles with. You don't have to listen to a single interaction.
Wow. That is so cool. I love technology. I love where we are. So your platform is often described as bringing game tape to the dealership sales team. What does that actually mean? And why is this concept so powerful for improving performance?
Yeah. Even going back to what Eric just said, the amount of times that what we recommend dealerships do, and same with, you know, your team in store doing trainings all the time, is pull up the tape and watch it as a team. Like the same way if you played high school football, you'd have Sunday film where you break down what happened. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you saw what worked and you would steal that and you were gonna, you know, put that to the way you played the game. And sometimes you'd see yourself blowing it and you'd be like, all right, I'm never gonna do that again. It's the exact same thing that happens. So that's why we call it, you know, the game tape for dealerships. It's because you can get finance managers in a room, review a great interaction, a poor interaction, and learn from it and see the real stuff for the first time ever. And what happens all the time, I was in one of these trainings last week. We were going through it and I forget exactly what it was. Oh yeah, the AI scored the finance manager, said, hey, you didn't present theft protection. And he says, yes, I did. We listened to the entire thing. You didn't present it. People literally, this happens all the time. And people just don't know how often they make mistakes in conversation because it's heat of the moment. You're not thinking about, oh yeah, did I remember present theft protection? You can make mistakes like that. And sometimes you don't even realize it's happening.
That's awesome.
And that's what I call the unconscious error, right? You, in your mind and in your process, you feel you went through the five steps or the 10 steps. But what actually happened is something totally different. And it's one of the biggest challenges for dealers is knowing what's happening inside the F&I office. Why is visibility into transactions become so important for driving both profitability and compliance?
Yeah, this is it's a great question. And there's a lot I could talk to here. I mean, one, we will see PVR lift. It's happening in every single account that we roll this out to. And we've not really ever seen this immediate impact before. I mean, it's within 30 days. We're often sometimes even seeing $100 or $150 lift in PVR. And it comes from being able to hold your people accountable, to following the process, presenting every product, every customer, handling objections the right way. And that's awesome. But where this is also huge is compliance. And it can be two sides of this. One, we can monitor all the key things you want to make sure your people don't say. Just last week, we were in a dealership, we pulled up a recording, and that finance manager told the consumer that the bank requires his product. And no, they don't. And we see that live, and our AI was able to flag that. And so there's that side of things. You want to make sure your people are not saying certain items. We'll be able to load that into the system, track it, and you'll be able to be alerted the way you want to see it and make sure you're dealing with those issues before they become a larger issue. And this finance manager was new, heard that you could do this, and they've now resolved that. But the other side of it is one of our customers has saved $120,000 this year from getting out of buybacks. We also do video recording on top of audio. And one of the customers said, I didn't sign that. And they had the video footage to say, yes, you did. Here's you signing it. We have the footage right here.
Wow.
So yeah, that's this other side. And those he said, she said, you've got the record now. And you can hold, you know, customers who might be trying to pull a fast one accountable.
And that's really interesting that we've come this far, right? So when managers only see a small percentage of the interaction that their team has with a customer, mm-hmm. What are some of the most surprising things leaders discover when they start listening to real customer conversations?
Yes. It is, we call it, you're going to turn the flashlight on and get ready. You're going to see scary things you didn't expect to see. And it happens every single time. I mean, I'm one of the dealer principals at a 15 rooftop group that we work with. He goes, I knew we weren't presenting every product to every customer, but he goes, I didn't know it was this bad. You know, they had a 4% penetration rate on selling the maintenance package in the finance office before Xero. It's now a little over 20%. And it came from them turning it on for 2 weeks and seeing 20-something% of interactions had it presented. And now every time I look in their account, I could go pull it up right now. It'll be somewhere between 80-90%. And so it's just, and there's so many examples of this, their F&I director, we were looking at how their team was presenting dent protection. And it was butchered left and right. More often than not, they were explaining it completely wrong, saying things that didn't actually happen. And we were able to, you know, quick. And this is another thing, Corey. It's like once you see one thing go wrong, we can show you how to use the filters in the tool to say, build me a playlist of every single time Jimmy presented the dent protection in the last 30 days. And we'll fly you through that and see if it's consistently wrong or it was just wrong in that one instance.
Wow.
So it's an endless list of what we continue to see and find. And you definitely don't know what you don't know until you turn this thing on.
You know what? Data is power, right? That's information is everything that you need in order to be able to improve, in order to grow. When dealers can actually see how their best F&I managers are presenting products and closing deals, how does it change the way they train and develop the rest of their team?
So this is awesome. We had one of our customers, 30 plus rooftops. I think they have about 6 or 7 Ford stores, but two of them had a way higher penetration rate on service contracts. And I think it was about 10, 12, somewhere in there. Well, what they did is they actually, instead of listening to recordings to see what those best performers were doing, they went in and asked Xero, because you can speak to Xero like you would ChatGPT. And they went in and they said, can you compare these two, the finance managers in these two stores to help me understand why their penetration rate on some of the service contracts is 10% higher than these other 5 stores? Sarah did the work. 30 seconds later, it pulled out the, I don't remember exactly what it was, which I wish I had the examples on hand, but there are specific differences between these two stores. And it gave real recording examples in that breakdown. They clicked in, they shared those moments with the other five stores in those film sessions that we were talking about. They played those examples live. And then the penetration rates have caught up. They're still about 2 to 3% ahead of those other stores, but they closed that gap just by sharing the, by understanding what the best practices were and then sharing those moments and having people listen to it live.
Wow. It's just incredible. If we had Cyril kind of record this, this interaction, this podcast, they probably would say, Corey said, wow, 18 different times, right? This is amazing, right? When Cyril analyzes thousands of conversations across the dealership, what are some of the most common mistakes salespeople make that cost them deals?
Yeah, this is, I know this one from, this is pretty consistent actually. And we've seen companies actually go ahead and train, like change their manuals and training plans because of Cyril. What a lot of people focus on is objection handling. You know, I was just, you know, again, we learn so much when we get in person with dealers. I was like, what's the most important thing that makes a good and bad finance manager? He goes, well, it's objection handling. I go, tell me more. He goes, yeah, it's your ability to follow. They have a 5-step process for how to handle objections. And what our data shows, at least in the case studies that we've done, is it's kind of the opposite. Your best performers actually don't really get many objections. And how they do that is they do a hell of a job when they're building rapport. They get that person to like them and trust them. And they also do a fantastic needs assessment. They truly understand what's going to apply to you when I start closing you, and, you know, cater it to your needs. They relate back to what was discussed earlier. And so what happens is they don't really deal with objections. Whereas you see people who actually have an incredible objection handling score in our program, but they don't sell well. And then you look and it's building rapport sucks. Their needs assessment sucks. And it's because they're not doing the things that really cause objections well. And so that's consistent across every single, you know, case study and analysis that we've done. Your best performers build trust, they get people to like them, and they understand their customers better than lower performers. And then when the objections come, it's a lot easier to overcome them because they have that ammo.
And, you know, Gavin, one of the things that I see is that there's high performers in every single store, right? Every single store. Sometimes these high performers are, they have trophies, they have awards. One of the areas that I talk to leaders about high performers is this high performer reaching maximum capacity? Are they reaching their top level because they are top level within that team? Mm-hmm. They're generally left alone, right? Though this is our number one salesperson, our number one F&I person, but that person may be running at a 70 or an 80% capacity of their own talent. Not even realizing themselves that they may have another 50% within them. It's not so much, I hear people talk about, it's a competition between the entire team. And I always look at it and I go, high performers compete against themselves.
Yep.
And they look at, hey, I left this much more on the table. And we're not necessarily talking monies and profits, but just ability to help. I'm talking ability to be able to help more people inside of the sales office, inside of the F&I office. So when I'm looking at a movement like Cyril, be able to diagnose what I speak, be able to diagnose how I offer and how I present, it's going to make me better. It's going to take what I think my 100% capabilities are, and it's actually going to show me that there's another 30 to 40%. Every dealership has that one salesperson who consistently outsells everyone.
Mm-hmm.
How can AI help identify what top performers are doing differently and replicate that success across that team?
It's a great question. And even it's funny, Corey brought up something as well a little bit earlier, like have Ciro record this. We use Ciro ourselves. And, you know, I've had a good year, but what we haven't even talked about this. And Corey, I don't think you've even seen this. This just came out 3 weeks ago. There's a full role play tool in our application now. So I can go in, it's like a coach. So your top performers, we see they actually use this more than lower performers, because sometimes the top performer, they don't actually respect who's training them. Sometimes they think they're better. We see this and hear this from our customers all the time. Well, if they go in and talk, because nobody's perfect, and Ciro will definitely let you know if you're not perfect, I can go in after a bad day and say, hey, what could I have done better this day? And Ciro's going to start talking with me, and it's actually going to guide me all the way down to a role play at the end on the one or two specific things that I could do better. And we did one of those with a really high performing finance manager this week. And he was laughing. He's like, damn, this thing is on me. He's like, I didn't realize this, but he goes, I agree with it. So there is room to move the needle. We know this happens all the time. One of our stores that we did a case study with was the highest performing store of the entire group, running 2,700 a copy before Ciro. Now they're at 3,200 a copy. And so that was their best performer. Whereas the lower performer only went up $100, and it's still great, but not 500. And I think I'd go back, Eric, to answer your question. What Ciro can do is you can actually go in and it feels kind of unbelievable to say this, speak to it in plain English, type it out like you would ChatGPT, and say, look at Jimmy's recordings in the last month and tell me why he outperforms everybody else. And it is going to do the work for you, and you'll have an answer that you can start sharing with the team within 30 seconds. It's really that easy. And it sounds ridiculous, but talk to the Easy Care team that's already been using this. They've been blown away by the accuracy that feature has been delivering so far.
I mean, Eric, can you imagine having it in our training classes, whether they're virtual or live at the store, and then saying, what could I have said better to get my point across, or how can I best teach this material?
I would be obsessed, and I don't know how many conversations I'd have at home, because I already have enough conversations with AI, but having this to make me better automatically, I mean, I'd be speaking to this Saturday and Sunday mornings, you know, to make me better.
Yeah, me too. I love it. For sales managers who have, let's say, 10 to 15 salespeople, it can feel impossible to coach every single one of them effectively, right?
Yeah.
How does your tool help managers coach more people without adding more hours to their day?
Yeah, great question. I'd say there's really two core features or parts of the platform that you can use to do this. One, it's the scorecard. It's completely customizable to how the dealership or dealer group wants to structure it. And so, you know, what I mean by that is we can grade all kinds of different things like behavioral skills. How well do you handle objections? We've talked about that. Steps of the process. Did they do X, Y, Z? So we can customize that. And then you can get a snapshot and go look at performance for your 15 sales reps over the last 30 days, and you'll be able to see exactly how they stack up next to each other. And we see that all the time, pulls out very impactful insights where you can quickly understand, if I just have this and this salesperson just make this one tweak, I think they'll perform better. We see people make those changes and then it happens. And then again, the other way to do it is, I literally just saw the Easy Care team do this for the finance managers at one of the groups this is already in. They went in and said, can you give me the weakness and strength of all 7 finance managers in this store? And it gave them a full report. And then they went into that store and they had a plan on exactly what they were going to talk to. So it's pretty wild if you think about this. That's how you can do that.
The conversation piece with AI is popular. It's growing at such a fast rate that I haven't seen technology grow. But there is also a very large percentage of people who don't feel comfortable with it. There is a large percentage of people that I see shutting off their AI tools or their microphones on their phones. And it's something that people have to get used to. It took me every bit of 3 to 6 months just to be able to be around so many different AI, I call them AI engines, so that I can learn how to speak to one and then be able to guide the other one. But for people who are out there right now who are just learning these new tools that are being placed in front of them, introducing recording conversations can sometimes make a team nervous. How do successful dealerships roll out this technology in a way that builds trust and focuses on improvement instead of surveillance?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It really comes, we will guide you on this and we know how to do this. And something I do like to share is we've not had a single group in the automotive sector that has tested Ciro that has not rolled out group wide within 60 days of using it. Now, so we have 100% conversion rate there. I think that comes from one, the product works. And for people that are maybe skeptical, because a lot of people have had bad experiences with ChatGPT or other recording softwares where it gave a wrong answer, didn't summarize correctly. By no means am I going to sit here and tell you Ciro is 100% accurate. But I can tell you right now, it's damn accurate. We're talking like well over 90%, closer to 95%+. And there's been breakthroughs in the world of LLMs that have killed hallucinations. It's not really a thing anymore. As long as we get the feedback from the dealer to set this thing up correctly, we will be able to score what they're looking for extremely accurate. But how you roll this out is key. We'll tell dealers, you should not do a single negative piece of coaching or feedback in the tool in the first 30 days. Don't do one. It's a waste of time. You're going to see so many awful things. But if you get in there and start lighting your people up from day one, it's a surveillance tool. Gotcha. You're busted. No, instead, the first month should be finding what works really quickly, sharing those moments with other. Hey, look at it. Hey, Corey, take a look at Eric here. Overcome this objection. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Share that. Do team sessions of good recordings. And then what naturally happens, and we'll tell you to do this after your first month, tell the end user to send you one recording that you want them to have you break down. Now they do that. You have permission to go through this and coach it properly. And so we have a full playbook of how to roll this out. And we'll make sure that we get this adoption. But it does rely on the end trainers to deliver this, the deliver the coaching well the first month or so.
Wow. Okay. That is pretty cool. Do you have a tool that coaches Ciro when they're not accurate?
We do.
Oh, okay.
It comes from, you know, Corey, when we get this into one of the service drives in the coming months, weeks here, whatever it is, you're going to have your first meeting with me and go, Gavin, that's wrong. Well, with the second we know it's wrong, we can change it and then it won't be wrong again. And so it just requires a bit of feedback from the masters of the craft, which is, you know, you guys in the automotive space.
Well, okay. So since you mentioned it, I mean, we've talked for 20 some odd minutes about sales and F&I.
Yep. Like,
what is the plan for BDC, parts, service, body shop, sales? Do you have a plan in place and when can we expect that?
Right now. So we've got two dealerships in the country recording in service. They're service advisors. We record the in-person conversation during the check-in process, the walk around. And now Ciro just released phone call recording and capture. So our tech team will work with your team to set up the integration and funnel in the recordings that you may already be saving today. And already seeing really good results, both, you know, so there's one group of five stores that's using it. There's one group with a handful of their stores using it. It's both going really, really well. So this is right now, we can do this. I'm always a big, you know, don't overpromise and underdeliver guy. There might be a bit of things we have to work through, but some dealers like that. They want to be the first in it. And I can tell you right now, we're already having great results with it. So we'll be able to capture phones and in-person conversations for service today. Last week would not have been the case. And then, yeah, I think any other questions on that specifically, Corey?
No, that's a lot. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, is that recording from the advisors? Is that via a microphone? Is that via an iPad? How does that recording happen? If I'm a service manager or a service director right now, that's the first thing that I'm thinking.
Yep. So you'll record the in-person conversations on an iPad, and then you'll record that second conversation. Maybe the customer comes back into the dealership. Great. Do it right there in person. Or if it's happening over the phone, we'll pull the recordings in from the phone back into Xero, analyze them, and score them like so.
Wow, I love it. I love it. Gavin, what are three takeaways from this episode?
Yes. If you don't have the visibility, so this is what one of our advisors, actually, you know him, Corey, Jason. This is what Jason Harris always talks about, who's been a dealer, been a vendor in the space. He goes, he tells us all the time, dealerships are spending millions of dollars a year getting people to show up and buy a car from them. Once they're there, they have no idea what the hell happens. You have visibility into everything else. Phone calls, where they're clicking on your website, text, emails, you have visibility into all of that. But the second they show up and they start talking to your people, there's no, you have zero visibility into what's being said. Now, some dealers record their finance transactions with a video. I'll tell you right now, this is like that on steroids. But I think the one key takeaway is, and we do video as well, is you don't have any visibility into the most important conversations that are happening, which is the face-to-face ones. Then the second set of things would be the speed at which you can train and coach. We've got a lot of our dealers that actually use different products to record their phone calls already today. And they go, you guys are light years ahead of these. When can you do our phone calls as well? So if you're familiar with phone call analytics, AI features already today, it's like this on steroids for your in-person conversations and now over the phone. And it'll be so much faster and smarter than, you know, I think what you might be used to. So speed and accuracy of training goes through the roof with something like this. And then the last piece is use it well. And what I mean by that is if you are going to use this as a monitoring gotcha big brother tool, it won't get off the ground and you actually won't get the value. It's funny. Negative coaching comments in Xero actually don't show to be that impactful when it comes to moving revenue. What's most impactful is the number of film sessions a dealer does in a year. And the amount of listening time that their team is doing to good interactions. That's what actually moves the needle, because that's how you're able to truly learn. So yeah, let's get some visibility, train faster, smarter, and don't abuse the tool. Use it as a micromanagement tool. Use it as a celebration and finding out what works tool.
I love all of that. Gavin, we're right up against the time, but before we end this episode, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, that's a great question. On the EasyCare side of things, or anyone in the APCO group, I would connect with your divisional or your regional, your district manager, whoever you have the most rapport with. They'll connect them with me, and that's the best process to go from there. But my email is gavin@xero.ai. So super simple. And you can always go check us out on our website and book a demo there. And I'll be able to see when you select a few things in our fill out form that you're a part of the APCO team, and I'll know.
Awesome. And what does Gavin do for fun outside of Xero?
Yes, it's a great question. I'm a big fantasy football guy. I've won three of the last 7 years for the league. So I'll take your money. I'm still pretty, I got back into heavy lifting. So I love to do my deadlifts, my squats, classic stuff like that. And I've grown to like walking the dog and doing nice hikes. I wasn't a walker, then I got a dog, and now I do enjoy my long walks up in the hills. So
That's very cool. Yeah. I really appreciate you sharing not only all your knowledge on Xero, but giving us some fun facts about you. Thank you for sharing that. EasyCare is a total performance provider working alongside your team to help achieve your goals in F&I and across the dealership. We are an award-winning provider and administrator of F&I products and can provide the tools, knowledge, and training needed to unlock the potential of your dealership. For more information on EasyCare or to be a guest on Forward, please feel free to send me an email at csmith@apcoholdings.com. Gavin, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And I'll ask this last question like I ask every guest. Will you please come back?
Yeah, happy to. This was great.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to Forward, a podcast brought to you by EasyCare with your host, Corey Smith, and co-host Eric Howdige. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes are released on the 5th and 20th of every month.